Morning. Boone County Board of Supervisors, January 15th, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? Meeting with department heads and elected officials. Carrie Jones from Boone County Auditor.
Good morning. Just working on my budget, so for this Friday. But also, our Union Township trustees, clerk, our clerk has retired, Don Eversmeyer. So we are in need of a Union Township clerk. If anybody lives in Union Township and would like to be a township clerk, we are in need of one of those. I sent letters out. I sent letters out to the fellow trustees to let them know that, you know, Don has retired. And so we're still looking for a replacement. If not, Cheryl and I might be having a meeting for him.
Thank you, I guess. Rodney Wiesner, maintenance.
Good morning. It was a busy weekend for our department, clearing everything off. Want to know, we've had some issues with the heat in the front steps out in the front of the courthouse there. We're in the process of working with the contractor, trying to figure that out and get it fixed up at some point. Really don't have any answers right now, but working on that, so be careful out front. Also, looks like we're going to get some more snow this weekend, so we'll probably be out working again this weekend. And also working on the budget for Friday. That's all I have at this moment.
Don't put any snow in the budget, then you're okay.
Yeah.
Brian, secondary roads.
Good morning. I'd echo what Rodney said. It was a full weekend. We had guys out Saturday and Sunday, and then we went early Monday. So got a lot of ground covered. Now, sometimes you're never there early enough for some people, but in general, I thought things went really well. We were a little shorthanded. We had a couple guys that weren't in, but in general, we things went well. A few hydraulic hoses and stuff. You always kind of find that it's been about a month or month and a half even almost since we really were out plowing snow. So, and it was a heavy, wet snow, a lot of, and quite a bit of it. So anyway, they did bring in, there was some freezing rain this morning, so we did have guys out early again this morning. And now the forecast has brought in freezing rain and about an inch of snow for Wednesday and the Thursday. So we'll practice a little bit more then. And then they've got 5 to 8 inches in for the weekend. So eventually we'll get good at this and keep on going. So appreciate the guys' work. And like I said, I think things have gone pretty well. And we'll just keep on moving. So.
Thank you. Doug Irvine, jail.
Morning. Jail's doing pretty good. Working on the budget. Think I got that squared away. Population's holding right around 82. We've got some, at least a couple. We're going to try to get to Oakdale before the roads get worse. So when we get a break there, we're going to ship them off. So everything else is pulling away.
Mike Johnstone, Sheriff.
Relatively quiet weekend for us, thankfully. But I'd like to thank County Roads for keeping the roads clear and doing what they could. I know it was kind of a difficult weekend for them, but they did a great job. And that makes our job a lot easier when they're out there getting the roads treated and clearing. And so we appreciate all that. So again, looking forward to, again, another winter event this weekend. And again, everybody should be prepared for that because it looks like we're right in the middle of the winter now. So more to come.
Maybe there's a silver lining in that cloud. Does that weather keep your local miscreants at home?
It does slow it down, and they're easier to track.
They're a size 14, 10 to 12 inches of snow.
We used to love a good snow, so it's nothing like a good snow. So.
We had zero people for morning court on Sunday morning.
That's a... Chris, conservation.
We met yesterday with some folks from the NRCS office, the two that were still working despite the shutdown. And the Soil and Water District and some folks from the DNR to look at possibly doing a watershed planning grant for Big Hollow's watershed. The lake has been listed on the impaired list due to pH, and as we know, the algae that blooms in that lake, we get a lot of complaints about. And so it's a long and arduous process, a watershed planning and implementation process, but we're hoping that if we can secure this grant to get the full comprehensive watershed plan written, that could feed into the state's 319 program for implementation of watershed practices up in the watershed later, which would free up, not necessarily free up, but it would put us in touch with potential a lot of good dollars. Very much the same process that GEO is following, only without the lake draining and all that type stuff. We're doing it in front of it becoming a catastrophic problem. And so we're trying to basically emulate what GEO has done, only do it before the lake gets ruined. So we'll see if we get this grant. Actually, we had planned on doing this, but we just didn't think we'd be able to do it for a few more years. And it just so happened that this opportunity came about. And so we're actually kind of ahead of the game at what we thought we'd be. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. We won't know probably until summer, like late June, whether we got this or not. But if it works out, it would be basically to hire a part-time coordinator to do the planning process and do the full analysis and all that type of stuff, all that technical stuff that you got to have done in order to feed into the funding pipeline for implementation later. So pretty excited that this has come about, and hopefully we can secure that and keep that moving forward. That'd be really cool to be able to put us ahead of the game by a lot. So,
good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you. Jared, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning.
Land use, keeping busy, nothing particularly noteworthy the past couple weeks. We have one minor subdivision up for review right now, and anticipate probably having another one within the next week or two. So it's same as usual, I think.
Okay, thank you. Angie Mon, safety.
Good morning. We're doing good. Got through our budget stuff, so all that's finalized and done. Doing cold weather safety training this month. The first day I did it was 60 degrees outside, so it felt kind of strange doing it. Now I'm glad we're in the process of getting that done. So just a reminder to everybody, stay safe out there, pay attention to where you're walking, drive slower, just be cautious.
That was always, when I had construction company, that was always a deal this time of weather, somebody slipping it.
Uh-huh.
And it was always somebody young. As you get older, you know that you don't bounce. But young people always, you know, there's a little ice there, that's not a big deal. Well, they bounce two or three times.
Well, sometimes they forget, too, their shoes. I mean, the trail, yeah. The path may be clear, but if their shoes is packed with snow, it's still going to be slick. So I've had a lot of them slip and say, well, the sidewalk was clear. Well, their shoes weren't. So you got to be cautious.
Yeah. Thank you. Janelle, how are things in Treasurer's Office?
Good morning. Just keeping busy and working on the budget like everyone else, and really don't have anything new to report.
Okay. Colin, IT.
Good, keeping busy like always. Working on some server upgrades still and trying to move our older servers up to 2016. Other than that, nothing really new to report. So.
Okay. Ken Heineman, Coordinator of Disability Services.
Good morning. I'd like to thank Rodney and his crew. You know that our our driveways and our sidewalks, we've got 24-hour services going on at the RCF next door and at the crisis home on our property. And then we've got the new recovery center going 5 days a week, and the others are going 7 days a week. So the property really looks good, and I appreciate Rodney and his guys cleaning everything and making it safe for everyone. And that's great. The budget, you know, we went through the SEAL region met, and we had our budget numbers and our budget hearing on Friday. Well, I did get a letter, and I think you guys got a letter saying they've adjusted our number for what we turn into the fiscal agent on the budget. So we'll have to do some more adjustments there. They changed they updated the population numbers. That's why the budget number changed, because they came up with new population numbers for each county in the region. So. But it's not bad news. It's an even lower number than what we had. We just have to adjust our budget accordingly. So,
okay. Thanks. Fred, Kevin, do you guys get snowshoes? I mean, do you get any sort of advantage on some poor guy trying to drive it, you know?
We're at the same advantage as they are. So.
You keep bringing that forward on the budget.
We're just faster than they are.
The damn board says no.
Let's put that in the budget, boys.
Yeah. 20 pairs of snowshoes.
Yeah, 20 pairs of snowshoes.
Maybe a couple sleds. We can use a few of those. And
some dogs.
Some dogs to pull it. Now that you mentioned it, Tom.
Did I miss anybody? Thank you. Correspondence. I have none.
I have none.
Public info, session number one. Anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up, give us your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise, we'll proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $917,485.86.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $970.22 and non-cash taxable reimbursements in the amount of $45.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Des Moines County's response to the AFSCME proposal. Amber Motes, the AFSCME proposal, called yesterday and she said she was going to be unable to make it and asked if we would email that to her today. So we will be doing that. We have a Class C liquor license for the Barn on the Ridge Rough Wedding for April 25th, 2019.
Everything in order?
Yep.
Move to approve.
Second.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. No, that goes with the last. I grabbed the wrong. Yes. If I didn't already say that. We have the 2019 Pioneer Cemetery Commission officers and membership. Gentlemen, at the Pioneer Cemetery Commission meeting held Tuesday evening, 13 December 2018, members elected Herb Price as the chairman, Steve Stoller as vice chairman, and Wendell Biggs as the secretary treasurer for the 2019 calendar year, same as last year. Terms of Herb Price, Steve Stoller, and Drew DeLange were approved for three more years until the January meeting of 2022. Mike Bloomer has been added as an associate member. Nine active members and the expiration date of each are listed in the attached membership list. The list also includes our associate members. These guys do a great job and are largely unheralded, so I'm at least going to read their names. We have Michael Allen, Wendell Biggs, Matt Schuler, Drew DeLange, Paul French, Kenton Clank, Alan Moore, Herb Price, Steve Stoller, and associate members Bob Brewer, Terry Johnson, William Walker, Fred Wetzel, Gary Dean, and Mike Bloomer. And then I'll skip that receipt.
Move to approve them.
Did I give you that? No, this is okay.
You gave me the AFSCME stuff.
I gave you the wrong stuff. That's right. Okay. We have a motion.
Yeah. Okay. Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
That's one budget meeting that really enjoy sitting in on for what these people do to these cemeteries around the county. It's amazing how they clean the stones up and talk about some of the stuff they have to do and cutting trees down. And they do it because they want to, not because it's a paid job. So These people deserve a big pat on the back.
They run into the occasional problem. Last year, they brought us a picture of the largest snake I've ever seen in Des Moines County. Dang, would have cost a couple, three branches of a tree that they were wanting to remove. I assume they waited
until they left.
We have personnel actions in the county attorney office. We have Grant Hillier, an investigator, discharge effective January 9th, 2019.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Joe Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have two personnel actions for the correctional center. We have Hillary May, a full-time correctional officer, an unpaid day for January 17th, 2019. And we have Colton Whalen, part-time kitchen cook with a 6-month step increase for previous rate of $10 an hour, the new rate of $12.31 an hour.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have the clerk of courts report of fees collected for December 2018. We have the general assistance monthly report for December 2018, the veterans affairs report for December 2018, and the sheriff's monthly report for December 2018. These reports will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review. We have minutes for the regular meeting of January 8th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. Any other business? Future agenda items. I mentioned to you yesterday we're going to have a presentation from the CIT director, and I think he's going to bring a couple CIT trained officers on February 12th to regular meeting. And if you would put him at the top of the agenda so that they don't have to wait. Committee reports.
I had a Russ meeting. Pretty uneventful outside. We just set the new rates for the for some of them that there's behind on the bill, and everything's looking great. It's looks like we're either going to be the same for next year, what our cost was this year, because it hasn't raised in. Looks like it might go down a little bit. That's a good thing. And I had an 8th judicial meeting. We had a nice presentation over there. That's always interesting. So, what they're doing with the people that's out on parole and working with them. It's always interesting to watch them. Making mics and everybody's job easier for them.
Yeah. I have nothing.
Meeting of the Southeast Iowa Link Mental Health Board, and we passed the fiscal 20 budget resolution, so outside of me asking about 1,000 questions, it went pretty well. Public input, session number 2. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up. What's your name and address for the record? Seeing no one rise, I would adjourn with an aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.